Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Cosmic Contact Show. And this is Pan, and we've got a wonderful show for everyone tonight. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be very interesting, a lot of fun. Also, if anyone would like to call in, call 347-838-9142, and that will get you in to Annie, the moderator, and just press 1 when you dial the number 347-838-9142. I have a wonderful guest tonight. You're going to just love her, and she's been on before. Her name is Shauna Friedenberger, and she is from Seattle. Anyway, she is going to be talking to us tonight about her gifts. She is a psychic medium and angel communicator. And she is now becoming a regular on the show, and she's got a lot to share. Shauna is also a medical intuitive and more, and she has this amazing ability to make contacts on the other side. Many times our loved ones leave this world unexpectedly or we're ill, and to say goodbye, to say a proper goodbye to us. So, well, Shauna quickly makes contact with the spirit that have crossed over and get answers to help you have closure and feel at peace after their transition. Besides doing the readings like that, she also has other things that she shares, and she shares her angels communicating with her. So you're going to love the show because, you know, it's going to be special. So anyway, let me bring Shauna in. Shauna, good evening.
Good evening, Pam. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Well, you're welcome. We're so glad to have you. Well, anyway, would you want to just kind of start telling us something good? What have you decided you want to share with everyone? We've got quite a few people on the show tonight, so I'm just leaving it pretty open for you.
Oh, well, wonderful. Thank you so much to all the callers. November has been an interesting month, I would say, energetically. I, not only myself, but in connecting with clients and friends, there's been some up and downs in regards to the, you know, energetic waves of this month. I don't know, perhaps it has to do with the holidays coming up, but there's been some intensity here and there. And I just want to, first off, just let everybody know it's okay. In those moments where things seem incredibly intense, remember to breathe, connect to your angels, guides, whatever spirituality resonates with you, and just breathe. There's just some things going on in the stars, it seems, where there's almost like a melancholy energy, it seems, for some people people are kind of experiencing that this month. And so I would just encourage everybody to just kind of keep the faith, keep your focus, definitely come back to present when things become overwhelming. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well. Another thing I wanted to share is I had a wonderful opportunity this weekend to work a baby shower for a new client. She threw a wonderful baby shower for her dear friend, and I was able to get readings for all the ladies, as well as some of the children that were there, which was a really special gift. And in that experience, I just have to say it's really so beautiful to see how naturally intuitive children are. And these kids were between, 8 and 18. And each kid was, incredibly special in their own way, as all kids are, of course. But it reminded me of kind of all of us. When we were little, we all had that natural gift of intuition or creativity. Many people, I'm sure, have, memories of pretending to run with the fairies, although I have to say it wasn't always necessarily pretending. Very often you were, in fact, running and seeing fairies if you, in fact, had that experience. For me, I always was a naturally intuitive kid. I also was a very sensitive child, and sometimes how we disconnect from our own innate intuition as we age and kind of grow up is we forget to honor it, because in some form in society, right, we've been told, oh, it's time to grow up, it's time to move forward and, you know, become an adult. If you are out there and wanting to develop your intuition, be it to perhaps one day use that intuition on a professional level as a reader or energetic healer or just in your day-to-day life, don't worry. You have it in you. It's not just quote-unquote special people or gifted people who are able to connect with their angels and guides on a very deep level. Every single person on this earth, I feel very clearly, if they put effort forth and really do the work, they can. You can absolutely have an amazing spiritual relationship with your own beautiful angels and guides and past loved ones. You just have to trust yourself and trust, you know, that time when you were little and you had that excitement and that joy and that imagination. That's a key part to intuition. There's a lot of great books out there as well that I'd be happy to recommend for people who are wanting to further develop their skills. And maybe at the end of our session here today, I can kind of share that list with you, or I can also just put that up on my website. That probably I can actually post something tomorrow for those interested. I just think it's important that you all know you can do this too. You can open that intuition, and deep down, that I'm sure it resonates in some form. Because to all the listeners, you're listening today, you're listening to this Cosmic Contact radio show about mediumship and about intuition. And you know what? You guys have it in you too. So trust yourself and explore, explore, explore. So that's my little message for today.
Oh, that was a great message. Well, now tell them how your website is to get in touch with you.
My website? Oh, go ahead. It is www.angelwork, spelled angelwerk.com. Again, that's angelwork.com, spelled W-E-R-K. You can also look me up on Facebook under Angel Work. You will definitely find me there. And you can also book sessions online via my website.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, okay. Well, do you want to talk to someone now? Bring the first person that's waiting for you. I know everyone is needing some help. Here we go. Let's see.
Bring in Trish from Connecticut.
Thank you.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Trish. Thanks for calling in.
I was wondering if I could either get an angel reading or a health reading.
Sure. Whichever one you prefer. It might actually end up being both. Why don't I just go ahead and start off by connecting with your angels. Let me see here. Trish from Connecticut. Let me just take a second. So I'll let you know, Trish, one way that I like to read as a reader is I actually lean on the angels in particular, and they kind of relay whatever messages a client is meant to hear. So what I'm immediately kind of picking up for you today, Trish, is I'm just getting a little extra energy in your throat chakra. That's one area, and in your throat and chest area. Those two areas are lighting up for me today, so I just have to acknowledge that for you. Let me see here. I do see at least five distinct angels surrounding you as well. I'm getting a lot of smiles if I say that as well. You just have a lot of beautiful support with you. I would not be surprised as well, Trish, and I just have to tell you what I'm picking up for you is you've probably been getting those intuitive hits of certain changes that you may need, that you may feel kind of urge to look into, such as specifically I'm kind of getting drinking more water, and I'm also getting alkalinity. I'm seeing for your body, and this may have come through in several different ways for you perhaps, not just in one outcome, you know, trying to create your body in an alkaline environment, but I'm seeing it's time to make your body a little more alkaline. That keeps coming up for me. I just keep hear I keep hearing alkalinity. So that being said, how I would interpret that is look into ways of making your body more alkaline. I don't know if you are also dealing with, I could be totally wrong on this, I'm just getting maybe possibly some circulatory issues in the legs, or that could also mean a couple different things. I'm just kind of picking up something along those lines. But to me, that can also just mean generally your circulation whenever I feel something in my legs. So Trish from Connecticut, I would say number one, looking to, again, creating an alkaline environment in your body, I think it's going to help balance out a lot of things that you kind of have perhaps been dealing with. I don't see anything major for you, Trish. I just feel there's been things that are a bit out of balance. And so you may have been kind of feeling a bit of lethargy, if you were, just kind of a slight tiredness. I'm seeing things definitely clearing up for you, and I think, again, that I keep hearing alkalinity. I know it sounds totally random, but I just have to tell you what I'm hearing. Also, I'm seeing Archangel Michael with you. Absolutely. I'm seeing his beautiful royal purple energy surrounding you, which is really beautiful. You also have Raphael, which is the Archangel of Healing. I'm seeing a lot of Raphael's energy with you. And then I'm also seeing two feminine angels. So I just mentioned Archangel. I'm seeing at least two feminine and one on the more masculine side angels that are as kind of your guardian angels that have been with you your entire life. Quite beautiful, in fact. Let me see here. And you know what I would encourage, Trish, is tonight or tomorrow, whichever feels most comfortable for you, because you actually can communicate with your angels quite well, more than you realize. And so I would encourage you to ask your angels, those two feminine and that one masculine angel, their name. And this is also just a good experience that you can go ahead and just try, get in a nice, comfortable place, quiet, kind of go into a meditative state, you know, however way that you can, you know, get into that for yourself. And then call upon your angels and ask God to guide you or creator, whatever vernacular you prefer. And just ask them to be with you and allow you to feel their presence fully, okay? And then ask them to one at a time come forward and to tell you their name. The name that you're meant to call them. And you might be surprised at how simple the name is. I have come across angels that have taken the name of Ted. And I've also had experiences with, you know, beautiful kind of, you know, traditionally when you think of the angelic realm, really angelic names. Every name is different. And so for some reason, I'm being compelled to tell you to try that. And don't judge yourself in the process. And I think that's going to be a big positive experience for you, okay?
Okay. Okay, yeah. No, I definitely have circulatory issues in my hand, not in my leg.
Okay.
I will drink more water, as you said.
Oh, for sure. And again, it's always so ironic how, you know, because I'm like, okay, I'm feeling circulatory,
hello.
So I'm glad that makes sense for you.
Right.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. And, so just definitely do the alkaline environment, and I think that's going to help with the circulatory issues. And look into some natural herbs, I think, for that, too. But I'm glad that was definitely, I'm glad that made sense for you. And thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that was great. You know, Shauna, when you were talking about that, I remember the first time that's what I did when I had my first angel experience. When I really did call on for my angel to come and help me, I was in a lot of pain and everything. And Michael came, and he came in a really bright pink preppy shirt with a little button-down collar. Just, you know, looked so preppy and cute and everything. And I didn't know what I was expecting. But it made me, you know, realize that, and it was there. I mean, it was real. It was so amazing what he did with me that day, you know, with helping with me to heal. And that was when I first made that contact. And people think, you know, that I guess that we can't contact the angels, but they can't contact us either until we give them permission.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so interesting with angels, too. You know, they watch, we all have angels, and they all watch over us. They can't intervene, except for life and death, situations, without our permission. If you're, saying, you know, God forbid, having a moment of, you know, almost dying, and it's not your time to go, they can certainly, and they will intervene. But we have to, all we need to do is ask. Just, you know, and you can even send it out there as to say, hey, universe, hey, guys, hey, spirit. You know, there's no one right way to view angels or to identify them. You can see them as just, you know, different forms of energy. It's all connected. However you see angels and your, you know, kind of guardians or guides, however you want to, you know, think of it, is as it is. You know, I always say often in my readings, you know, whatever it means to you or whatever, however you visualize your, you know, spirit is as it is. So trust yourself. You know what's right for you in the end. So, you know, you got this.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, let's bring Laura in from New Jersey. She's our next caller. Get her in here.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. So my question is, I'm looking for work, and I would like to get a new start, maybe move into a home next year, and I was wondering if you see me moving into a new job and being able to get that home next year.
Got it. And can you mention which state do you live in?
I'm in New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey. Thank you. I just want to make sure I have that clear. Beautiful. So Laura from New Jersey, and your question is about looking for a new job and possibly moving. Let me see here. What I am picking up for you, Laura, is as of right now, the change of job is what's going to propel you to move. I'm seeing the job. I'm also seeing an increase in money with that as well. So probably a raise, or your income will definitely increase by getting this new job. I'm seeing that increase, and that's going to kind of lead to you taking the next step and moving. And, you know, and it's interesting because when you think of New Jersey, at least from my experience, I often think of a very big city. But for some reason, I'm actually seeing a house. I'm seeing an actual physical house. So that symbolically, that can mean a couple things. But do you live in, like, the urban city right now, or are you kind of looking into moving kind of outside?
I am looking. I want to move somewhere around water and nature. So when I purchase a home,
okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's really important.
Perfect.
To me.
Perfect. That's totally making sense then, because I just wanted to verify that, because I'm like, I'm seeing a house. When when I think of New Jersey, I think of, you know, very close to New York, and what I'm seeing here is not that at all. So that's a good thing. As of right now too, I'm seeing March and April. Are popping up for you, so I would not be surprised at all if things keep moving forward in the way that they are, that you will be either getting a new job at that point or kind of in the process of really solidifying where you're going to be, you know, moving yourself and your family, which I think is going to be a really positive situation. I'm also hearing to branch out your kind of range on where you are applying. I don't know exactly what, vocation that you do for a living, but I'm seeing you branching out in your various applications and where you're kind of bringing in that income. So apply wider to more different types of jobs in, you know, whatever area you're wanting to look into, and that's going to also bring you some really beautiful opportunities. And I do see you having a really great home, which is going to be a very positive thing. And I do see it as a house. I keep seeing a house. So I would not be surprised that definitely are going to be living in a house by the end of next year.
Do you know what state it's going to be in?
You know, I feel like you're going to still be in the East Coast, but I feel like you're not going to be in New Jersey. It feels outside. So again, I'm not too familiar with the various geographical, you know, atmosphere of the various states, but I see fall leaves for sure. I'm seeing the leaves changing. It feels, I'm going to at least even get some specific names. And I know this might be too north, I could be wrong, but look at Maryland. I keep hearing almost, it sounds like Maryland. Look at Pennsylvania is not correct, so I'm not getting, skip Pennsylvania. Let me see here. You also might go a little south, too. I'm just seeing, if I put you on a map in New Jersey, I'm seeing kind of five states that kind of are surrounding. Five are coming up today, which is interesting. Five states that surround New Jersey. So look at a map and just kind of Craigslist or, you know, just go online, research, and just really kind of take that next step. Because I do see water and I do see kind of like a more, you know, rural community, not totally country, but just, you know, definitely space between the houses.
See water though, right? Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And the water feels like fresh water. I'm not seeing salt water. I'm seeing fresh water. So I would not be surprised if it's near a lake of some kind.
I've been
lake or river.
So I'm hoping maybe North Carolina would be the state that I'd be moving to.
Yeah, then look into North Carolina. That does resonate. As you said, that your heart chakra kind of popped a little bit, which is good. So definitely look into North Carolina. Let me see here. Look into some other options too, but it feels like that feels like your number one. So apply into many jobs there, and then look at just other states along that kind of corridor going north. Look into those. Definitely look into those areas because it feels like something might just pop in front of you. Something might just kind of come across your computer screen and you'll go, oh, maybe I should apply there. So that's just kind of what I'm getting. Definitely please stay in touch. Let me know if something just pops up and, you know, you take that next step, which it sounds pretty exciting.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Are you there, Pam? Oh.
Yes. Are you ready for the next caller, Shauna?
I am, indeed.
Pam may have dropped off. I don't know. Let's talk to Steve right here. Steve is calling from Washington. Steve, are you there?
Hi, Shauna.
Hi, Steve.
How are you doing? I'm doing great. Yeah, I know you're sounding wonderful tonight. I've enjoyed it so far. And the reason I called in to ask a question, I am thinking about starting a new business. And I'm somewhat semi-retired, but, you know, it's a passion of mine. And I kind of do this work part-time for different people. But I was just wondering what kind of read you have on that about me starting a new business.
Sure. Let me just kind of tune into you. And you're in Washington State. Is that correct?
I am. I'm real close
Beautiful.
To Seattle.
Awesome. Hey, fellow Washingtonian.
yeah.
Let's see here. Just kind of tuning into your energy a little bit. Wow. Well, first off, Steve, as I'm kind of picking up on your beautiful energy. I just have to acknowledge the entire top of my head is tingling, which is a one way that your angels and guides kind of relay some of your certain areas that you actually have some talent in. So, my friend, you are very claircognizant, and that just means divine knowing. That's why sometimes you just know things. You have no idea how you know them. You just know them. You get those divine thoughts. That's one way that you, on an individual level, that's one way your intuition comes through. That's also why you're really good at kind of creating things. I'm seeing creativity. I'm also seeing innovation a little bit. I would not be surprised, and I could be totally wrong about this, but I would not be surprised at all, Steve, if you also are pretty good in the tech field. There's just some really great just kind of interconnection, finding the interconnections between objects, which is pretty neat. So I just have to acknowledge that with you. Regarding your new business, let me see here. I'm hearing go for it. As I say that, your throat chakra feels just slightly pulled in. So what that also is showing is right now, because it's probably in its kind of new stages, you're kind of brainstorming, figuring out where you want to go next with this kind of project. There's a hesitancy of really kind of sharing it fully. And I'm seeing for you at this time, you're going to kind of just solidify a few specific aspects surrounding it. And then I'm also hearing enrolling others. So definitely take the opportunity to kind of connect with other people that you think might be either possible partners or even investors or even just kind of supporters that can really help take your this job or your new kind of this new business to the next level. I think it's going to be really a beautiful thing. And remember to rest, too. I'm seeing your angels are also saying it's important for you to take time for you. You, when things get going, you are really good at just, you know, going and going. And be sure to, you know, have those moments of peace and just kind of hanging out, be it watching TV or just doing something for you. Financially, too, I do see it in the beginning, it'll be kind of breaking even. I'm seeing that, and then I'm seeing an increase of profit or income within the next year. If you say, if you just decided to really launch that at the beginning of 2015, I see you making profit of some kind after about 12 months. In the meantime, it seems it'll be kind of being about even, but you're kind of going to be building it as you go. So I don't see you going in the hole at all. It just, it might take a minute to kind of get where it needs to be, and then there's going to be some beautiful opportunities. And I have to ask you, are you going to be helping people in some way with this project, with this possible business? I'm just seeing something about helping people. There's a benefit to people.
Yeah, well, it's actually a service. So
Beautiful. Okay, so that makes sense. So I'm just picking up on perfect. So the answer is yeah, go for it, my friend. I think it's going to be good. And enroll others and quality people to work with you. I definitely think, and you're quite good at doing that too, by the way. I'm definitely picking that up. You know how to pick the right people. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, so, yeah, I've picked some wrong ones in the past, but, you know,
yeah,
it's,
well,
it's all
learn,
about how
right?
It's a process, yes.
Definitely. Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you very
tonight,
much.
And I look forward. Yeah, and I look forward to seeing this beautiful new business kind of, you know, blossom. It's going to be really cool. Just keep that focus. You got this.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling, man. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Well, I am back. Somehow, I just got kicked right off the show. Shawna, you're just putting out such good energy tonight, honey. It's got the angels hopping here.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm just telling
really?
You what they're telling me. I'm just being a vessel.
Well, okay, now, are you ready to talk to someone else?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Annie, who is the next person? I'm getting lost
Let's
here.
Let's bring in Rose from
Rose,
New Jersey.
Okay.
Hi, Rose. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Rose. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thank you, Shawna. I just wanted to know what kind of changes do you see coming for me?
Changes for Rose. All right. And Rose, which state do you live in?
New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey. All right. We got some Jersey girls in tonight. Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Give me one moment. All right. Well, Rose, I have to tell you, so first of all, that question is pretty broad, so I'm just kind of allowing whatever is meant to be shared to come through. What I am seeing is you're going to be doing, as of right now, I would encourage you to, and you might even be naturally being pulled to this, but just you have a lot of intellectual stimulation. I know that sounds really kind of funny, but it just, your mind can just go, 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 go. it's brilliant. It's beautiful. You also have a beautiful heart. It's very deep and very open. I'm seeing you as of right now kind of doing some work on yourself, really kind of continuing to release that which no longer serves you. I'm seeing you kind of going, connect, deepening your spirituality in whatever form that is for you. I'm definitely seeing you opening up. Your intuition is going to be increasing quite a bit now and then into next year, 2015. Next year, 2015, is a big discovery year. So it's all about new discovery. So I'd encourage you also to explore, you know, what resonates with you, what calls to you. I think that's going to be a really positive experience for you. And you're really going to benefit from it. Financially, I do see, as you kind of work on that aspect of yourself, financially, I do see you having a little bit of a bump up, which is quite nice. I'm also, let me see here. I see health is going to increase for you as well. And that might just be naturally from you releasing kind of old psychic debris that no longer serves you. But I just see health is going to kind of balance out, and I'm seeing it's kind of funny. I have to share it with you. They're showing an increase of health by showing extra vitamins in your body, which is pretty kind of an ironic image to think about. But I'm just seeing, you know, positive antioxidants flowing through you, which is pretty awesome. So that's a really good symbol. Now, I will say everything, any clairvoyant that you ever speak with, and I firmly believe that we see based on how things are lining up at this time. So if you continue down the path you're kind of going down, that's kind of what what's coming up for you. Now, with anybody, if, say, you decide to say, peace out, I'm moving to Australia, that's going to change some things, right? So now you have some new information. So I would say, you know, if it resonates, take what works. And I would, you know, encourage you to kind of explore those aspects of yourself. You're going to have some beautiful experiences this year. I keep hearing relationship, too. Are you in a relationship? Or are you
no,
single?
I'm not. What do you see? You see somebody exciting coming?
Yes, I do see someone coming your way next year that you feel maybe February. Part of your meeting with this partner is you're through this exploration and kind of getting yourself and health, you know, really doing self-care. Through your self-care and, you know, releasing the old and bringing in a lot of positive new energy to yourself, you know, because, by the way, you're very deserving of that. You are totally worthy of self-love and self-care. That is totally going to attract that kindred spirit that you've been wanting. So don't worry. Your angels are saying relationship is coming. They are working on it and, you know, working with you to really bring forth that positive situation. You might actually bump into someone I'm seeing around the holidays, so actually Thanksgiving coming up real close, through Christmas time. You might bump into somebody. I don't think that's the person I'm seeing a long-term situation with. It might be, but you might have a little bit of a little fling, it feels like a little flirtation, rather. And then early February is where there's going to be some type of energetic shift where that kindred spirit's really going to be coming forward for you. So, girlfriend, go for it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I have a lot of interesting things coming for me.
Beautiful. Oh, absolutely. And you know, have fun exploring. It's going to be wonderful. Trust yourself.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that
did
was
we lose
great.
Cam again? Oh, you're
yes,
here.
No,
I was like, oh, no.
I'm here. Annie, I do not know who the next one is. I don't know how I've got to name it. Is it Kim from Maryland? Hi, Kim.
Hello? Hi, how are you?
We're great.
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Of course. What is your question?
I met somebody about a month ago, and I just like to know where things are going. It's kind of something happened. I'm not quite sure what yet, but I just want to know: is this going somewhere, or is it not going anywhere?
All right. And what is, can you tell me their first name?
Yes, his first name is Perry, with a P.
Perry. Kim and Perry. Thank you so much. Let me take one moment. So with anything, kind of what I mentioned with the last caller too, there is free will to every choice, okay, and including choices that two people are involved in, such as having a long-term relationship. Right now I'm seeing a little bit of a dissonance frequency-wise. That's one way I just kind of I get the visual on that is your vibrations are a little bit off from each other, and so that's kind of an imbalance, basically what I'm seeing. You're kind of in one place, he's in another place. There's a beautiful connection between the two of you. I'm also getting with Perry, he can be in his head a lot. I'm getting a lot of in his head a lot, for sure. He may not be expressing as much as perhaps he should, especially in a really kind of clear and honest way. Let me see here. This relationship definitely has possibility, but I'm just seeing both parties really being willing to trust each other and really have that deep communication. Have you been feeling that he's kind of been pushing away from you? Because I'm kind of also picking up something like that where I'm getting a little bit of a, it was moving really well and then all of a sudden it feels like you feel that there's a bit of a, like a pushback.
Yeah.
I'm just getting kind of like a push. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, yep. Yeah. So that's not very fun. And, at all, from what I'm feeling here. And it's also, I can definitely feel you're kind of hurt about that. Like your heart chakra is kind of definitely talking to me right now, and it just it doesn't feel very good at all to feel rejected. That's his way of kind of protecting himself because he's definitely been hurt in the past, and so he's really that's his way of kind of shutting down, especially when he gets too close. Now, are you concerned about him seeing another person, another woman?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm not saying that he is or anything like that. Not putting that out there at all. But what I'm just seeing some pulling away, and so I would suggest that you have a good conversation with him. And I don't know how long you've been together. It doesn't seem like it's been too terribly long. Pretty, somewhat new. And just say, hey, I care about you, but if so, this is kind of what I'm picking up, and just put it out there and be like, I respect you enough to be honest with you, and I kind of would assume you would do the same thing for me. Because if he's not into you, then be like, please tell me so I can, move forward. Or if you've met someone else, or if you're going through something weird at work or whatever it is, just having that conversation. And sometimes when you approach it like that and just kind of not accusatory or anything like that, right, but just kind of, this is, what I'm experiencing, how it's occurring to me, and, I want to chat with you. One way, I'm going to give you a setup to kind of share with him your feelings, okay? So I don't know if you want to write this down or just kind of remember it or however you want to do it, but whenever you're wanting to kind of address something that may have hurt you in the past or, in a relationship, you can say, I'm just going to use Perry, right? So Perry, when I observed blank, so whatever the behavior was, right? When I observed, say, you not answering my calls, right? That made me think, then say your thought that made me think you were, you can say rejecting me or that you didn't like me, and then you go into, and that made me feel blank. So sad, hurt. So I'm going to do it one more time. So when I observed blank, I thought blank, and that makes me feel blank. You got it?
Yeah, well, I did actually do that on Saturday, and I got a very
beautiful
quick text back that said, you're all I think about all the time. I'll explain soon. And then I haven't heard
beautiful
back from
okay
him since.
Perfect. Okay, so I would definitely encourage if you can to do that set up in person. If you have to do it with text and kind of confronting and kind of figuring out what's going on, then, that's what you got to work with. I do see him talking to you, but again, there's that pulling away thing. So when you get together in person, I think you're going to get some clarity, and I think he's also kind of see, oh, maybe I should be more clear with this person that I can't stop thinking about because I obviously really care about her. Get what I'm saying?
Right. Now, when do you see us actually getting together and talking?
You know, as of right now, and this is actually surprising for me, but I just have to tell you what I'm seeing. It could be very, it doesn't feel necessarily like it's tomorrow. Today is Monday, so it feels like it's probably going to be closer to the end of the week. It actually feels very likely the weekend. That's kind of the energy I'm getting. It feels at least 5 days away. It could be sooner. You know, he could totally choose to, like, call you up and be like, girlfriend, I'm coming over. But as of right now, that's kind of what I'm seeing. So in the meantime, you know, I would encourage him to, you know, say, hey, you know, if you can make it sooner, great, or at least give you something besides I'll explain later. You know, if it's work, it's work. You know, if it's something else, it's something else. But there just needs to be a balance that can come forward. And if you both balance out each other and really have that clear communication, which I totally know you can do, you guys can really make this work. But he kind of has to be a party to that as well. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, he's got an ex that I think is just god-awful. But, and I think she's putting a lot of
that's where that other woman energy
up.
Came from. Yeah, that's probably where that other, when I mentioned the other woman there, I'm like, there's like something going on. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Maybe we still making sure I'm on the right track with that. Yeah, so, you know, again, that's never fun having to deal with that. So just breathe, you know, and just, you know, I'd also encourage, you know, ask Archangel Chamuel, who's a wonderful archangel. He's the angel of love. He really helps with kind of instilling the sacred love within the emotional lives of ourselves and really helping bring those the best possible solution to any situation involving conflict. So
okay.
That's pretty rad. So look into Chamuel and ask him to guide your words.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
All right, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Well, it truly is all about communication with any kind of thing that you've got going on. I'm going to bring Pam in right now. She's from Washington. Just a moment. Hi, Pam.
Hi. I'm so excited.
Hi, Pam.
How are you? I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so glad you are excited. I'm so glad we were able to get to your phone call. Thanks for calling
in.
Yes. I've been waiting so patiently.
Well, thank you very much. You're worth the wait.
Oh, bless you. You're so sweet. So what is going on?
Well, I couple things. I was going to see if you could clarify. I had a long-term relationship with a friend that lives in another state, and I was just clarifying if it's just a friendship or if it could be more romantic. And his name is Steve. He lives in Montana. And then I also was wondering if my mom or my little brother, Robert, would like to talk to me from the other realm and stuff.
Sure.
So
right.
I don't know if that's the case or not.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now, they're already there with you for sure. We have a ton of different energies, two completely different energies that we're going to be working with. So I will try to get to both your questions. But let me see here. Let me just kind of take a second. All right. And you're in Washington State, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. All right. Oh, honey, buddy, your mommy is totally with you. Can you tell me her first name?
Bruce. My mom's name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, well, I'm just, as I'm connecting with her, she's just, number one, I meant to just tell you how much she loves you. I'm getting just her heart, my heart chakra is just getting overwhelmed with just this pouring out of letting you know that she's okay, more than okay, and just really wanting to say, I'm here, I'm with you, and just kind of really wanting to kind of hold you. I'm getting a lot of wanting to hold you close. Let me see here. Let me just see how she passed, if I can pick anything up on that. Oh, All right. So I'm getting a little bit of head energy. My head's kind of feeling really heavy. Perhaps her brain was affected during passing, and obviously she's not feeling that now at all, but it's just some residual from the body. So I'm just getting like a heaviness of my head. That could possibly sometimes mean, you know, I get that sometimes with stroke, hemorrhage, or sometimes with cancer. I'm also getting some tightness in my throat as well with her. And
yeah.
Let me see here. Yeah, so is that on the right track? Am I correct in those areas being affected?
Well, the throat, especially, she was on a respirator, and they took her off of it, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense, because
head,
it's so common. Like, head and throat go so together for me whenever, you know, throat and head, or they're kind of linked for me. So I'm glad that. Thank you for kind of validating that, letting me know that I'm definitely connecting with Bruce. Let me see if there's any message that she wants to give you. How long ago did she pass?
I'm thinking about 10 years or 9 years.
9, 10 years ago? Okay.
Or maybe even 11. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That totally works. It just kind of gives me a little more to tune into. She wants me to tell you, first off, aside from, you know, we just went over the message of love that you are really getting. She says, thank you for taking care of yourself. I just heard, thank you for taking care of yourself. I don't know if you had made changes in your life or just kind of having to be really independent, but you really kind of, I'm just getting, that's just what I'm hearing, so I have to share what I'm getting with you. Let's see, is there anything else, Ruth, you want me to share? She also wants you to know that she knows that you love her. She knows that you love her. It feels like kind of at the end when she was kind of out of it and things were kind of going downhill. I'm also just seeing you near her in some form. I feel like you were close, and maybe you weren't in physical form, but there's,
yeah,
just kind of showing that she knew you were close. Were you there physically?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, so it's like there was a distance thing. Okay. But she keeps showing that she knows.
I talked to her on the phone when she was, before she was going to pass. I told her to go, that she didn't have to wait for me because she was suffering.
Yeah, she heard you. She heard you, baby girl. And I keep hearing thank you. She just also wants me to tell you thank you. I know these messages sound so simple and just like, there's specific meanings. Yeah, there's meanings specific to you that I'm hearing. And there's a photo I'm picking up. I'm seeing kind of an older photo. It feels like you do have it in your house. I don't know if you have it on a wall or not, but it feels you do have it somewhere. It looks like a portrait from when she was younger. Do you know where that is? She's wanting me to acknowledge that photo for you today. And when you look at it, know that she's sending you an I love you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope that's helpful, and you can talk to her anytime.
Yeah,
you know
thank you.
That.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I think that was the message that you were meant to get today, Sweet Pea. And I would love to work with you more. And if you, you know, I know we have other callers that I have to get to in as well. But if you want to, if you want to do a longer session, just please, you know, go to my website or email me and we can coordinate, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much for your message.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank
Blessings
you.
To you. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Pam, for calling in. Shauna, I want to give everybody your email address again, or your website, at www.angelwerk.com, and that's the easiest way to reach you, right?
Yes, and when you go to my website, you will see my email as well as my phone number, and also the... the link to book a session online as well. So you have all that information readily available on my website.
And you can be found on Facebook too. Well, good. I just want everybody to know about you. Okay, we've still got a bunch of callers. Are I think we've time for one more caller. We've got about 8 minutes left. Let's see. But I know everyone is thrilled to get to talk to you tonight. I love everything you're sharing. You're so there, girl. I don't know what to say. Calibrating high.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
You know what
okay.
I mean. Who's
let's
next?
Bring in, let's bring in Kathleen and Richie. They're from Massachusetts.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Hello. Who? Now, I didn't quite catch the name.
My name is Kathleen. My boyfriend, Richie, is right here next to me. And I guess I'm better at asking questions, but if you want to talk to him, that's fine. He's going through a divorce. And I don't know if she got a lawyer or if they're just going through a mediator. But I guess the question is, how is he going to make out? Is everything, not that they have a lot to disperse, but is everything going to go to her? And also, he doesn't know how much money she makes. So the question is, because they have separate accounts, does she make more money than him? Is he going to have to pay money to her, or is he going to have to pay money to him?
Got it. All right. Well, first off, it sounds, with anything that's ending, a divorce can be pretty intense, and it sounds like he has good support from you, so that's something that's really beautiful. I just want to acknowledge. Let's see here for Richie. And you guys are in Houston, correct?
No, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay, thank you. Because for some reason I thought I heard Houston. And I'm like, oh, I want to verify that. So Massachusetts. Thank you so much. So let me one moment while I tune in to you guys. Oh, wow. Well, Richie, first off, I just have to tell him he's worrying. Understandably so, but just I'm getting a little bit of anxiety. He's just holding it a lot in his chest. So I'm just going to say remember to breathe and kind of let that out. Obviously, there is a little bit when it comes to divorces, a little bit of that image of kind of like biting your fingers and not knowing what's going to happen. This situation can go a ton of different ways, first off. Number one, I'm going to tell you both right now to have a lot of positive intentions, to really kind of put white light around that situation so that everybody everything ends amicably and that everyone gets what is, rightfully and, respectfully theirs. That being said, I think she's probably going to end up getting a lawyer, and so he's probably going to need to do the same. I do see it kind of as of right now heading that way. She may be willing to try mediation in the beginning, but for some reason it feels like the lawyer aspect might end up coming up, which is always expensive and not very fun. I'm also seeing, and I could be totally wrong about this, and I'm looking at incomes, which it's kind of an interesting question because it's, we're also talking about her, and so there's a little bit of a boundary because that's kind of a free will aspect. So, it's an interesting kind of question to answer, I should say. Let me see here. It looks like Richie might be financially, I'm seeing him maybe making equal to, if not maybe a little bit more than her, but there's something that's missing. There's something that I can't quite put my finger on, and part of that is, again, that kind of like, because we're talking about this third party here, there is something that I'm not quite able to see, but there regards to her exact financial situation. That's also kind of a natural kind of honor thing that can come up sometimes. I only see whatever I'm meant to see for the client, which at this time is you guys. But I, what I am seeing is you are going to be having that answer in the very near future. I think the next time when it comes to everyone coming together to go through this whole divorce situation, I'm seeing you actually getting that information that's going to be disclosed to you for specifically this whole dividing up of assets. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so in other words, her financial statement and his financial statement would have to be presented, and then they'd know what each other makes.
Yeah. Yep, and I'm seeing that being done. I'm seeing that actually coming about. So I think that's why I'm not getting like an exact number, which is also, again, it's kind of like a boundary thing for her. But the plus side is, what I'm getting from your guide is, don't worry, you're going to be finding out that information. I don't see him losing everything at all. I'm just seeing you guys are going to, I think it's going to end up being about equal. You might have, he'll have to give some, she'll have to take, you know, take and give some, and vice versa. Number one thing I'd say to him is he really, 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 if he goes the lawyer route, really get a good lawyer and be willing to stand up for your boundaries. Be lovingly assertive. We don't need to get angry. I'm seeing the anger isn't going to help. I'm just seeing if he goes in there just totally grounded and just being like, you know, may your life be bountiful and blessed, but this is also what's happening, and this is what I'm not going to give up everything. You know what I'm saying? So really, I'm going in with a...
Let me ask you this. When do you see this finalized? The divorce.
Finalized?
What month?
I'm seeing it. It might be going through. I don't think it's going to be too terrible where it's going to be this long drawn out thing. But you do have to wait a little bit after you have everything kind of looked over. So the actual month where I'm seeing very possibly as of right now, the divorce being fully final and he'll be free to marry again. For example, it's probably going to be in the summer, I'm getting. I actually want to say August. August is initially what came up. August of 2015.
They're going to be going at it for that long?
No, it's not that they're going to be going at it for that long. A lot of the divorce, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but there is like paperwork involved and there's some timing involved. So I'm seeing just things needing to be solidified. And that's also the month that's popping for where everything's like, because even after you finalize things, there's also a waiting period. So, say, if he was going to marry, for example, if I'm just going to say that, right?
No, we don't want to marry.
Right.
No.
But say hypothetically,
Kathleen, this is Pam. We are getting ready to cut off the show. But if you have other questions, you can call Shauna at go to her website. That's www.angelwork.com. And she can answer your questions for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Keep the faith. It's going to work out.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you for everything tonight. You did so wonderful in helping people that got online and giving, you know, some great information. And especially working with the angels. And, you know, I loved everything you shared at the beginning of the show with us about developing our own intuition. And now I want to know, is there anything else before we close this evening that you would like to share with people?
Oh, just that, you know, there's just the theme tonight was really just number one, learning to listen to your gut, learning to listen to your intuition, learning to develop that if you so choose, you have it in you. And with any decision that you make, we all have free will. So moving forward, know that you have that option, and that even in moments where, you know, things seem unsettled, you also have the ability to choose to bring more light to yourself and bring more light to the world. And I would encourage people just to look into how to leave with the idea of how may I serve, just by coming from how may I serve and kind of being a vessel of light to, you know, your fellow, your friends, your family, the world, just kind of feeling that love inside you. And just by taking, you know, small steps, You're actually helping to make the world a better place. So, and it really is a blessing to have spoken with everyone on the phone today, and I hope everyone can walk away with some, you know, words of wisdom in whatever form they come through for you, and remember how loved you truly are.
Really, how blessed we are. Well, you were just a blessing to have tonight, and I want to get you back on the show again really soon. I also want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm going to have a great show next Monday. I'm still got a couple people I'm lining up, so be sure and get on board next Monday at 4:30. It's at the Cosmic. Remember that is Coast Time is 4:30, and Central Standard Time is at 6:30. And again, we're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and this is the RBR Network coming to you from Redmond, Washington. Annie?
Well, thank you, Shauna. What an awesome show. You had so many callers still waiting, and so I know they just love you when you're on our show, and we appreciate you. And always you have great words of wisdom, so wishing everyone to have an awesome week.
Oh, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you.